From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Hezbollah claims Islamic extremists are responsible for killing one of its top military commanders. The group said Saturday that its investigation revealed an explosion that killed Commander Mustafa Badruddin was the result of artillery attacks by what it called Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as was originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based monitoring group says there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Hezbollah has not said when the attack took place or when Badruddin died. Cameroon's government says multinational forces have arrested five of the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram's leaders, that is, and freed dozens of captive women and children. The announcement came as Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari was hosting an international summit to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. Buhari said at a news conference that the main problem now is rehabilitation of destroyed infrastructure and cared for displaced persons.
It is a matter of concern for people of conscience to learn that in Nigeria there are at least 2 million internally displaced persons. More than 60% of those are women and children.
Since Buhari became president, the army has stepped up military action against Boko Haram, leading the president to announce the Islamist group was technically defeated. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital in Deir al-Zor after the Islamic State group attacked it on Saturday following a dawn offensive by the militants. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters, according to the observatory. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others. State media reported that 5 people were killed in the blast in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishlu. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan killed 3 police officers Saturday. 12 other people, including at least 1 child, were wounded in the blast in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. 3 people were killed and at least 24 others wounded on Saturday in a massive brawl at Moscow's largest cemetery. Witnesses said the fighting was sparked by rivalry between ethnic groups battling for control of the burial service business. Police and witnesses said about 200 people, some armed with guns and other weapons, took part in the clashes at the vast cemetery in southwestern Moscow. More than 90 people were detained after riot police broke up the brawl. Moscow's city health department said that 3 people were killed and 23 others were hospitalized. 4 of them were seriously injured. U.S. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly media address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded for anyone going through the same to seek help.
Addiction isn't a personal choice or a personal failing, and sometimes it takes more than a strong will to get better. It takes a strong community and accessible resources.
Mr. Obama said that addictions often start at home, not on the streets.
Addiction doesn't always start in some dark alley. It often starts in a medicine cabinet. In fact, a new study released this month found that 44% of Americans know someone who has been addicted to prescription painkillers.
The United States represents only 5% of the global population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. Opiate use in the United States has quadrupled since 1999. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.